أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، my wonderful brothers and sisters in this great group of Ummah, I greet you all today with the best of greetings. So here, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today being the 16th day of Safar, which coincides with the 3rd day of October, we will inshallah proceed in our lessons from the book of Al-Akhdari. We stopped at the part where Madam has finished explaining to us the forms of praying, or the format of establishing your prayers, in which he said that one must stand totally if he's able to do so, but if he cannot, then he can stand resting on something, and if he cannot, then he can sit down without resting on anything, and if he cannot, then he should sit down while resting on something, and if he still cannot afford to do this, then he can lie down either on his right side, or lie on his left side, or lie on his back, which totals to 7 different ways. But the first 4 is based on compulsion, so whoever can do one should not do the one that is lesser than that. But the remaining 3, which is the lying down to the right, lying down to the left, or lying down on your back, is based on choice. So inshallah, we are going to continue from there. Malam says, Fasl, a new chapter. This chapter is going to talk about paying back of prayer, making up for missed prayers. Malan said, يَجِبُ قَضَاءُ مَا فِي ذِمَّةِ مِنَ الصَّلَوَاتِ. It is compulsory for someone to pay back all that is missed of compulsory prayers. وَلَا يَحِلُّ التَّفْرِيطُ فِيهَا. And it is not permissible for someone to be negligent of it. وَمَنْ صَلَّى كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَةِ أَيَّامٍ. Whoever prays for every day for 5 days, whoever prays at its time, every day for 5 good days, and such a person cannot be considered to be a negligent person with regards to salat. وَيَقْضِيَهَا عَلَىٰ نَحْوِ مَا فَاتَتْهُ. A person is supposed to pay back the prayer in the way he missed it. إِنْ كَانَتْ حَضَرِيَّةً فَقَضَاهَا حَضَرِيَّةً. If he missed the prayer while he is a resident, then he is going to pay the prayer as if he is resident. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ سَفَرِيَّةً. If he missed the prayer as if he was on a journey, he's going to pay back the prayer as if he's on a journey. سواء كان حين القضاء. It's the same thing, even though the time of the prayer, of paying back the prayer, في حضرٍ أو سفرٍ, he is either traveling or he is resident. والترتيب بين الحاضرتين. And then arrangement between the current prayers, وَبَيْنَ يَسِيرُ الْفَوَائِتِ, and also between a little amount of prayers that he missed, مَعَ الْحَابِرَةِ وَاجِبٌ. It's compulsory for someone to arrange between his current prayer and a few prayers he missed. مَعَ الذِّكْرِ وَالْيَسِيرُ مَعَ الذِّكْرِ. وَاجِبٌ مَعَ الذِّكْرِ is compulsory for a person who remembers, you know. He says waliyasiru, and whenever he says a small amount of prayer, arba'u salawatin, he's referring to 4 prayers, fa adna, or lesser than that. Wa man kanat alayhi arba'u salawatin fa aqalla, whoever is owing 4 prayers or lesser than that, sallaha, then he has to pray them qabla al-hadirati, before he prays the current prayer. Walau kharaja waqtaha, even though it will lead that the current prayer time is going to go, as far as you are owing less than 4 prayers, then you have to pray those 4 prayers before you pray the current prayer. وَيَجُوزُ الْقُضَاءُ, and it is permissible to pay back your prayer, فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ, at all times. وَلَا يَتَنَفَّلُ مَنَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُضَاءُ. And somebody who is supposed to pay back his prayer does not have any nafila that he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to observe a nafila when he has missed compulsory prayers to do. وَلَا يُصَلِّ الضحى, you should not pray salat al-duha. Wala qiyam ramadan, nor should he stand during the night of Ramadan for tarawih. Wala yajuzu lahu illa shaf'u wal witr, and nothing is permitted for him to do except ash-Shafi'u and witr, which is Shafi'i and witr, wal fajr, and also the nafila for fajr, wal idan, and then the two eids, wal khusufi wal istisqa, wal khusufu wal istisqa, and also salatul khusuf, the prayer of the eclipse, and also the prayer for rain. وَيَجُوزُ لِمَنْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَضَاءُ, and it's also permissible for anybody who has a prayer to pay. أَنْ يُصَلُّوا جَمَاعَةً إِذَا اسْتَوَتْ صَلَاتُهُمْ, that they should come and pray together in a congregation if their prayers are similar. If you are missing a similar kind of prayer, it is permissible for you to come together and pray. وَمَنْ نَسِيَ عَدَدَ مَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْقَضَاءِ, whoever forgets how many prayers he has actually missed, صَلَّ عَدَدًا لَا يَبْقَى مَعَهُ شَكٌّ, then he's going to pray for a number of times to eliminate the doubt. He's going to continue praying until he is no longer doubtful that he has completed the number of prayers that he has missed. So alhamdulillah, this is a brief translation, so we'll go back again and see how we can explain the points that need explanation. So Malan says, Faslu, this particular chapter now, like we said earlier, is talking about paying back our salah. So Malan says it is compulsory for someone to miss prayers. You cannot just miss prayers and then assume that since you miss the prayers, then the prayers are gone. No. Whatever you miss of the salat, you must pay them. Arrangement of the salat is compulsory. You cannot miss maybe subhi, for instance, you miss zuhur, you miss asr, then by maghrib you're now saying, let me just pray maghrib. No. You don't work like that. Or you don't just miss prayers from yesterday and then you say, to since it's a new day, it's a fresh life. No, it is compulsory for you to do what? For you to pay back all the prayers that you have missed. And you're going to pay them back in the way you missed them. Well, there is something called qasru, wherein a traveler is permitted to shorten the 4 raka'ah prayer into 2 raka'ah. That's you have az-zuhur and asr and isha. So there is something called qasr that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever a person is traveling, then he is permitted to do what? To shorten the number of raka'ah for 4 raka'ah prayer. So if a person is traveling, for instance, now, then he is permitted, you know, to shorten the number of raka'ah that he's going to observe. But if a person is staying at home, then he is not permitted to do anything like that. So Malam is trying to say now that if you miss a prayer while on a journey, you should pay it as if you're on a journey. You can pay the prayer as if it is qasr, because you missed it while you're on a journey. It doesn't matter whether you are paying it back at home or you're paying it back while you're still on the journey. Like for instance, now let's assume that someone forgot to pray Zuhur and Asr while he was in Lagos. When he traveled to Lagos, something happened throughout that day, he forgot to pray Zuhur and Asr. So he came back to Abuja where he lives maybe two days later, only for him to remember. So once he remembers, it becomes compulsory upon him to pay back those prayers. So how is he going to pay them back? So he's going to pay them back as qasr. He's going to shorten the two salawat into 2 raka'ah as if it was the way he would have done it in Lagos. In the same way too, let's assume someone was a journey from Abuja now to Lagos. So he left Abuja, let's say, after the time for Salatul Asr has already reached. So, but unfortunately, he was not able to pray either Zuhur nor Asr. He didn't pray neither Zuhur nor Asr. So now, he's leaving Abuja together with 2 prayers upon his head, which he's supposed to have prayed as if he's a residential person, completing the raka'ah. But he left like that, and he arrived at Lagos safely. So what is he supposed to do? He is supposed to pay back the prayer as if he is still residential, which means he's going to pray the raka'ah completely when he gets to Lagos. So this is what Malam is trying to say. If you miss a prayer as a residential person, you pay it back as a residential person. It doesn't matter whether you're on a journey or you are residential. Likewise, if you miss a prayer while on a journey, you pay it back as if you're on a journey. It doesn't matter whether you are residential or you're on a journey. And Allah knows best. And then Malanan says that it is compulsory for someone to arrange properly all the prayers that he missed. If you miss 5 salawat, if you miss, let's say, 3 prayers now, you miss Zuhur, Asr, and Maghrib. So you're coming to pray Isha. So you have to pray Zuhur first, then you pray Asr second, then you pray Maghrib. you don't pray maybe backwards, or you pray the one in the center or something like that. No, you must keep the arrangement in the way it is. And you have to remember that what differentiates Zuhur and Asr, apart from the timing, is the intention. So the intention for Zuhur and Asr alone is compulsory, that you should keep that intention intact and pray the prayer that you missed first before you pray the one that you missed next. And then Malanan says that this is also more compulsory if a person misses a few number of rak'at, and a few number of salawat rather. And what did he refer to as a few number of salawat? Malan says that a few number of salawat refers to four prayers and less. Four prayers and less. So if a person misses four prayers in a day, so may Allah not allow us to maybe fall into such a condition, but if a person misses four salawat in a day, then he has to pay them back accordingly to the way he missed them. And this order is going to be compulsory, even if that is going to mean that the prayer time that you are in currently will go out. For instance, if you missed Subhi, Zuhur, Asr, then you now come to pray Maghrib. So you know the time for Maghrib is usually short. It's just the moment the sun sets until maybe the number of minutes it can take you to observe your prayers normally. So that's the time for Maghrib, just that small time. So imagine, I mean the Mukhsar time. So imagine that now that someone now gets to pray maybe five or four, three different salawat from Subhi, Zuhur and Asr, you know it's going to mean that the time for Maghrib might go out. So even at that, it is still compulsory that you should pay it first before you bring out your Salatul Maghrib. That's what Malam is trying to say here. Even if it means that the time for prayer goes out. Then Malanan says that also a person who is missing a prayer is not permitted to observe Nafila, because the prayer is compulsory, and then the Nafila is something that is to be done based on choice. So you are not supposed to leave what is compulsory and then hold on to what is not compulsory. Like for instance, observing Salatul Duha. Salatul Duha is a 2 to maybe 12 raka'ah. Some scholars say it's 2 to 20 raka'ah prayer that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray after the sun has risen and it has started radiating heat. Let's say as from 8:30, 9 o'clock, when the sun gets hot. So as from that time, you can observe the prayer called Salatul Duha. And there are lots of hadith that narrates about it, in which the Prophet ﷺ says that it is a complete way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each bone in your body each day. So you can do 2 rak'ah, you can do 4, you can do 8, it's done in twos. You can do any number of rak'ah, you can do as from 2 to 12, some scholars say from 2 to 20. So this Salatul Duha is not supposed to be observed by a person, of course, who is always in compulsory prayers. You should rather busy yourself with paying back your prayers. Likewise, Qiyam Ramadan, which is Taraweeh. You know also Taraweeh is also a Sunnah prayer and usually done during the month of Ramadan. So it's not advised for a person who is owing prayers to be observing Taraweeh, because it's as if you're not doing anything. You won't have any reward for that if you're going to ignore what is compulsory and hold what is voluntary. Definitely you are going to fall short. Then Malanan says, but you can observe Shafi'i and Witri, because these are also voluntary prayers. But the Shafi'i prayer is a 2 raka'ah prayer that is preceded by a single raka'ah prayer, which is the Witri. The Shafi'i is more like is a Sunnah the Prophet ﷺ used to cap up all his Nafila during the night. And the Shafi'i that Rasulullah used to do, it was narrated that he used to recite Fatiha and Sabi in the first rak'ah, and in the second rak'ah he would recite Fatiha and Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, that is for Shafi'i. Then he will cut the prayer and then stand up again for a fresh rak'ah, and then in this one he's going to recite Qul huwallahu ahad, that's after Fatiha, and then also Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaqi wa Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nasi, and then he is going to stop at that rak'ah. That is a single rak'ah. So this prayer, Shafi'i and Witr, is a prayer that the Prophet ﷺ never left. He never maybe advised anybody to leave them. He always asked anybody who needs them to observe them. All of his companions, he used to tell them to do it. And he also never missed it throughout his entire life. So it's an emphatic kind of sunnah, so that whoever is aware of it should not leave it alone. Even if it means that you are paying back, let's say, a lot of prayers. If someone is owing a prayer for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, maybe something happened, someone that loses his mind and all of that. There are some actually rulings that say that you have to repay back your prayer for such conditions. If that's the condition you're in, and then you have the power to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables you to, then you might not be able to complete all of that in a single day. So definitely you might want to do Shafi'i and Witri. So my Imam says, yeah, you have permission to do that. And then he says, well, Fajr, and also the two rak'ah prayer before Fajr. Those two nawafil that are usually very light, mentioned by some scholars, especially the scholars of Maliki, that the Prophet ﷺ recites only Fatiha within it. And they're actually making a reference to this with the fact that the prayers were very, very short. They said the prayers were very brief. So the Maliki scholars assume that the Rasul ﷺ only used to recite Al-Fatiha in them. However, we have a hadith that narrates from Aisha radiallahu anha and also Anas bin Malik, that Rasulullah ﷺ used to recite قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rak'ah, and then قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in the second rak'ah. And you also have other hadith in which Rasulullah ﷺ used to recite from one particular verse which is similar to itself in Surah Al-Baqarah and also Surah Al-Imran. So these are narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam for the observation of the Salat al-Fajr, which is Turaqa Atin al-Fajr. And also you have the two Eids, where the first Eid is the Eid al-Fitr, and then the second Eid is the Eid al-Kabir, or Eid al-Adha. So these two Eids are actually nawafil, so, and even if a person is owing prayer, he's permitted to join in this. You have also the prayer for the eclipse, eclipse of the sun or eclipse of the moon. It's permissible for someone to attend these prayers even though they are voluntary prayers. Then wal istisqa'i, and you can also do salat al istisqa'i, the prayer for rain, even if you find yourself that you are still owing salawat. And then Malam now said, if you people are owing a prayer together, maybe a lot of people, let's say all of you are owing the same prayer, Malam said it is permissible for you to come together and form a jam'i, because there are some scholars who said it's not. So Malam is clarifying his own stand here, that it is permissible since you are all missing the same prayer, you can come together and form a jam'i and observe the prayer in jam'i. That is if and only if you are missing the same prayers. So, and then Malam now ends this chapter by saying, whoever has forgotten the number of prayers he has missed, you are not sure how many days you haven't prayed for, then you just make an estimate, a rough estimate, the higher level of the estimate. Let's say you know that you've not maybe prayed for like 5 days, but you're not sure if it's 5 or 6 days, you pick the 6 days. If you're not sure if it's 3 or 2 days, you pick the 3 days. You take the higher estimate and do whatever you must do until you have eliminated totally every doubt that you have, that you have completed your salat. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are going to stop here, and next time we will continue from Babu Fisahwi, which talks about forgetfulness in As-Salah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih al-Maghriq al-Khatim al-Masabaq al-Nasir al-Hakim al-Hakim al-Hadi ila siratik al-Mustaqim wa ala alihi haqq qadrihi wa mikdarihi al-Azim Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun al-Mursalin wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.